It's okay, I know you're scared. I might be here, but I'll always be right there. Even though you're leaving, I ain't going nowhere. Daddy, I'm afraid. Won't you stay a little while? Never thought I'd see the day I had to say goodbye. Daddy, please don't go. I can't do this on my own. There's no way that I can walk this road alone. Daddy grabbed my hand and said, just 'cause I'm leaving, it don't mean it. I won't be right by your side when you need me, and you can't see me in the middle of the night. Just close your eyes and say a prayer. It's okay, boy, I ain't scared. I won't be here, but I'll always be right there. Even though I'm leaving, I ain't going nowhere.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump making his first appearance at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, telling ABC's Jonathan Carl in a phone conversation that things have changed since the attempt on his life.
He says he's torn up his old convention speech, what he had written. He said it would have been a humdinger. Attacking Biden. Now he says his focus is going to be more on unity. Those were his words.
Trump announced his vice presidential pick on Monday, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance. The search goes on in western Pennsylvania for information into the attempted assassination. ABC's Aaron Katursky is in gunman Thomas Crooks' hometown.
The FBI has conducted more than 100 interviews, many of them right here in the neighborhood where the shooter lived. They've gained access to his phone now. They even know how he was able to take possession of the rifle, but none of that has established a clear motive.
Nearly half a million customers are still without power in Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana following a line of severe storms that moved through the Midwest. This is ABC News. Today marks a quarter century since another tragedy around the Kennedy family.
25 years ago today, John F. Kennedy Jr. was at the controls of his Piper Saratoga. On board, his wife Carolyn and her sister Lauren Bessette. They were bound for a stop in Martha's Vineyard, then Cape Cod for his cousin's wedding. But their plane never arrived.
We have the FAA, the Air National Guard, and the Coast Guard searching for the plane of John F. Kennedy Jr.
The nation held out hope, but on July 21st, Navy divers recovered the bodies of the three in the wreckage of the plane more than 100 feet below the surface. Brian Clark, ABC News.
And an Australian computer scientist who claimed to be the shadowy creator of Bitcoin could be facing perjury and forgery charges. A judge in Great Britain this morning referring Craig Wright to prosecutors. A trial earlier this year debunked his claims from 2016 that he created the cryptocurrency. So far, the creators remained anonymous. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator Ron Johnson going on the attack in his primetime speech at the RNC last night.
Today's Democrat agenda, their policies, are a clear and present danger to America, to our institutions, our values, and our people.
After the speech, Johnson claimed in an interview that wasn't the speech he planned to give. His people aren't saying who changed it, how they did it, or why. A father and daughter from Green Bay are dead, the apparent victims of extreme heat while hiking on rugged terrain in a national park in Utah. Albino Herrera Espinoza was 52. Beatrice Herrera was 23. Authorities say they died in 100-degree heat last week after they ran out of water. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking the public to take simple precautions to avoid spreading invasive plants and animals. Invasive species are non-native plants, animals, and diseases that cause great ecological, environmental, or economic harm. Some have already been found in Wisconsin, while others pose a large risk of surviving and causing problems if they are introduced and established here. The state's invasive species rule makes it illegal to possess, transport, transfer, or introduce certain invasive species in Wisconsin without a permit. You can help by cleaning mud and dirt off of your shoes, removing seeds and burrs from clothing, staying on designated trails, roads, and other developed areas when hiking, and avoid areas infested with invasive species. When in doubt, stay out. You can also clean all recreational equipment and gear after every use to protect Wisconsin's waters from fish diseases and aquatic invasives like zebra mussels, Eurasian water milfoil, New Zealand mud snails, and Asian clams. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The All-Star Game tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The 86th Major League Baseball All-Star Game, the Midsummer Classic hosted by the Rangers at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. Right-hander Corbin Burnes, former Brewer and now with the Orioles, on the mound for the American League against the Pirates rookie Paul Skeens. Brewers catcher William Contreras will be behind the plate for the National League with Christian Yelich in right field for his third career All-Star Game.
Yeah, anytime you get to come here, it's special and, you know, hang out with some of the best players in the game and be part of the All-Star Game. To really be able to do it through like different parts of my career has been kind of cool. You know, it's been a few years since I've been able to do something like this, so especially back, share it with friends and family, and really just enjoy the whole experience.
Last night at the Home Run Derby, the Dodgers' Teoscar Hernandez defeated the Royals' Bobby Witt Jr. in the final round. It was Hernandez's first time in the Derby. NBA, the Bucks take on the LA Clippers tonight in Summer League action. At 0-2, the Bucks looking for their first win. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Let's take a look at Price County's senior dining menu for tomorrow, Wednesday, the 17th of July. We've got spaghetti bake tomorrow, along with breadstick, mixed green salad, and tomato, cucumber with that, and fresh fruit. Price County Senior Dining. Reach them at 715-339-2158. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy, cooler, and less humid today with just a slight chance of an isolated shower at some point early this afternoon. Our high today, 76. Tonight, clear 48. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 71. On Thursday, sunshine, high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Attention, outdoor enthusiasts. J&A Service Marine and Power Sports is now open in their new location inside the former Suburban Furniture Building, Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They service all marine and power sports backed by years of experience. Enjoy summer rentals including boats, wave runners, pontoons, ATVs, and UTVs. Explore their showroom stocked with EGL and BMS dirt bikes, scooters, VV electric bikes, plus Tail Youth ATV scooters and kids dirt bikes. Gear up with climb and fly performance gear and accessories. Watch for MiroCraft boat sales and service. Taking orders now. Open weekdays 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Weekends by appointment. Complimentary mounting and balance included with any tire purchase from J&A Services Marine and Power Sports. Now located at W7361, State Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. A national conservation group will mark 50 years of successful habitat work in Wisconsin on Saturday, July 27th. I'll tell you more about the organization and this upcoming celebration when we return. But first,
hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
Welcome back. The National Wild Turkey Federation and other partners will gather in Prairie du Chien on Saturday, July 27th to celebrate the restoration of the wild turkey in the Badger State. Representatives from the organization, the DNR, and other Badger State hunter conservationists will convene at the Cabela's Prairie du Chien location at 2 p.m. on July 27th for the dedication of three bronze cairns. The cairns will stand as symbols of the restoration of the wild turkey in Wisconsin and the collective efforts that made it possible. Dignitaries on hand will include Wisconsin State Chapter President Al May, National Co-CEO Jason Burkhalter, and former NWTF CEO Rob Keck. Following the dedication, there's a fundraiser down the road at the Barn Restaurant at 4 p.m. The evening's auction will include a one-of-a-kind wild turkey carving from Wisconsin woodworker Dave Constantine. For more details and ticket information, visit the Turkey Federation's website at nwtf.org. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
Brought to you by J&A Services.
This is your station.
This is my station.
So own it. Listen in your car, online, and on our app. It's easy and free.
98Q Country.
Just met you a couple hours ago, my last night in town. Hey, wouldn't you know, I'd get hooked on a girl with blue diamond eyes down here in Mexico. Oh, now you're walking up asking me to dance, smiling that smile and reaching out your hand. Well, there's a move or two I'd like to show.
Crazy show on our hands here.
Every morning, yeah.
Laughs all morning.
We'll laugh.
Music all day.
98Q Country.
Mm-hmm.
know nothing about that boy you're into. Don't feel bad for you, but I feel bad for him. And all the hell you gonna be putting him through. Probably tell him we're a burnt out flame. Probably tell him that I ain't been on your mind. I ain't nothing but a long gone thing. You can curse my name, but baby, don't you lie. When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine, just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head, making you crazy? Tell me, baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about when you're tasting what he's drinking? Are you thinking about me? Do you hide your phone? Did you change my name? When he wants to go to our go-to place, do you tell him you can't? Then go out of your way to be somewhere, any damn where I ain't. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine, just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head, making you crazy? Tell me, baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about, are you thinking about when you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Don't know where you at, girl, I know where you ought to be. What he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine, just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head, making you crazy? Tell me, baby, are you thinking about me?
Fast for a southern drawl from north of small. Here's to old trucks, young love, and Saturday nights.
Saturday. 98Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98Q Country.
We drove right past that no trespassing sign. We sat on the tailgate and watched the planes take off. We thought we had all night, there was no need to rush. That's when those cops came pulling up. And I thought, man, ain't this some shit. Your daddy's gonna kill me. But if I survive tonight, I wouldn't change one thing. Baby, I know it sounds crazy, but there was something about the way the blue lights were shining, bringing out the freedom in your eyes. I was too busy watching you going wild, child, to be worried about going to jail. You were thinking that running for it would make a good story. I was thinking you were crazy as hell. You were so innocent, but you were stealing my heart. I fell in love in the back of a cop car. Talk on. They didn't fall for it, but I did. You were on the left, I was on the right. I knew you didn't smoke when you asked him for a light. And I laughed, he got mad and slammed the door. Swear your daddy's gonna kill me. But if I survive tonight, I wouldn't change one thing. Baby, I know it sounds crazy, but there was something out there.
Keith Urban at 98Q Country. Hey, Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream, one of our featured businesses of the month. Just want to let you know they are closed Tuesday and Wednesday now. I drove right by there yesterday on my way to Wausau. Man, that is a really, they really got that place looking good. Highway 8, stop on by there. Closed today, tomorrow, closed Tuesday, Wednesday, but they are open 8:30 to 6 daily, other than Tuesday, Wednesday, and they close at 5 on Sundays. The greenhouse, just walk around the pass there, grab a little ice cream cone, and $3 off on perennials and half price right now on the remaining annuals, too, at Northwoods Greenhouse. Oh, did I mention they have ice cream? Right on Highway 8, Prentice, one of our featured businesses of the month. We're going to dry up here a little bit over the next several days. You might have got a little bit of that rain yesterday. If you didn't, you're probably not going to see much for a while. There's a slight chance of rain today, but almost a 0%. Well, they say a 0% chance of rain tomorrow right through Saturday, but I'll put 1% in there because I never quite all believe all that. So you should get a little bit of a break. If your rain gutters aren't doing what they should do when all that rain came down, go to the folks who have had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years, CompleteRainGutter.com. Get yourself a quote there today. We'll get to some birthdays here in just a moment. We're going to chat a little bit about your money with Matthew Krieger from Pioneer Financial. We may chat a little bit about your health this morning, too, possibly, with North Lakes Community Clinic. We'll see. Busy folks down there. We'll see if they may have time for us here this morning. We'll get to our birthdays right after the news, 715-762-3221. We give away a free cake. Somebody asked me the other day, they said, Joel, what is it, like a piece of cake? Just a little bit? No, it's like a 8 by 11 big cake. It's like a $20 value. It's enough to serve, well, it depends on who's in your family. It's enough to serve a few people. So it's really awesome. So we thank the folks at Super One for providing that free cake every week. So get us your birthdays and anniversaries. Email it to WCQM@civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump making his first appearance at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, telling ABC's Jonathan Carl in a phone conversation that things have changed since the attempt on his life.
He says he's torn up his old convention speech, what he had written. He said it would have been a humdinger attacking Biden. Now he says his focus is going to be more on unity. Those were his words.
Trump announced his vice presidential pick on Monday, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance. The search goes on in western Pennsylvania for information into the attempted assassination. ABC's Aaron Katursky is in gunman Thomas Crooks' hometown.
The FBI has conducted more than 100 interviews, many of them right here in the neighborhood where the shooter lived. They've gained access to his phone now. They even know how he was able to take possession of the rifle, but none of that has established a clear motive.
Nearly half a million customers are still without power in Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana following a line of severe storms that moved through the Midwest. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Secret Service says it's making no changes to its security outline for the RNC. Audrey Gibson-Chiquino is the Secret Service coordinator for the convention.
Technical assessments, protective intelligence, and we are continuously monitoring information related to the event. So we're confident in the plans that we have, and we're moving forward with those plans.
Civic media coverage of the RNC continues throughout the day, and we'll bring you a live one-hour special report tonight at 7. A former nurse at the Waupun State Prison will stand trial for felony abuse and the death of an inmate last year. Witness testimony at Gwendolyn Vick's preliminary hearing last week claimed she determined Williams was faking symptoms. He later died of a stroke. Vick is one of 8 former employees charged in the deaths of 2 inmates. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. A University of Wisconsin Oshkosh anthropologist has helped ID an American World War II soldier found in a German mass grave. According to an article published by the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh, Jordan Karsten, who is an anthropologist known for his work identifying human remains and helping police with cold cases, helped identify the soldier who disappeared in Normandy during World War II. The soldier has been identified as 1st Lieutenant Nathan Baskind of Pennsylvania, who served in Company C in the 899th Tank Destroyer Battalion. Baskind was ambushed with another soldier while they scouted an area in a jeep ahead of their unit and was thought to have been killed in action. But when U.S. troops searched the area later that day, on June 23, 1944, there was no trace of him, and he was reported missing. Karsten has said that Baskin's family was notified, and he will be buried June 23rd, 80 years from the day he died in battle. The ceremony will include full military honors at the American Cemetery in Normandy. I'm Austin Brumay, Civic Media News.
The Bucks looking for a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks looking for their first win tonight in Summer League action in Las Vegas. So far, they've lost to the Bulls and then the Cavaliers on Sunday. Tonight, they face the LA Clippers. The Bucks' 6'11" rookie Tyler Smith.
I don't just set screens, roll, and shoot the ball. I mean, if that's what you need me to do to pay me for it, I can make a lot of shots. But I mean, I can also take people off the dribble, beat bigs on the floor, and also play stretch five.
Baseball, the All-Star game is tonight. Be on the lookout for Christian Yelich and William Contreras to start and play in the first few innings. Golf, the state amateur golf championship underway at the Legend at Merrill Hills. Ty Kretz atop the leaderboard at 5-under. Tony Romo flew into Waukesha after competing over the weekend in Lake Tahoe with Aaron Rodgers and A.J. Hawk. Romo says he's grateful to be invited back to the Wisconsin State Tournament.
You know, the people here are so generous and nice and allow me to play in this tournament, so I feel like you want to allow people to who help you out, you want to help them out too.
That's Tony Romo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-948-5880. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-948-5880 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture with daily use.
Our birthday is today. Happy birthday locally to Bert Polacek. Bert. Okay. Brandon and I tried to communicate through glass. Bert Polacek, happy birthday to you today. And that is from Linda. Whatever way there, it's your birthday and you should be happy. So happy birthday to Brenda Kronberger also, who is celebrating. That is from Dawn. Happy birthday. If you're celebrating on this 16th day of July, here are some other celebrities who have the privilege of sharing it with you. Carly Lloyd, the soccer star, is a two-time Olympic gold medalist, FIFA Women's World Cup champion, and a two-time FIFA Player of the Year. Carly Lloyd, soccer superstar, 42. Jayma, J-A-Y-M-E, the actress from TV's Glee, is 45. Corey Feldman, the actor from Gremlins, Stand By Me, The Lost Boys, 53 today. Barry Sanders, NFL great. You see interviews with him every once in a while. He retired early. He 10 years in the NFL, but he retired, you know, basically healthy, and wanted to get out of the game while he was still able to be healthy. And it appears to be a pretty smart move. He's not really in the media a lot, but every once in a while he shows up on interviews and stuff. Pro Football Hall of Famer. He was a great one for the Detroit Lions. Just one of those running backs who was one of the greats of all time on some bad teams, kind of like O.J. Simpson was back in the 70s. One of the great running backs ever. To play the football game, but was on a team that just wasn't very good. Will Ferrell, the movie actor, he's got quite a resume. If you go through all the movies that Will Ferrell has done, there's some really bizarre characters in there. Ron Burgundy, maybe the most bizarre, offensive would be it. if you're easily offended, Will Ferrell probably isn't the guy to follow in movies and stuff like that. And on Saturday Night Live, too. And when he shows up on Late Night Talk Show Host, if you're a Will Ferrell fan and you haven't YouTubed Will Ferrell on Conan O'Brien or David Letterman or the Late Night Talk Shows with Jimmy Fallon, that is some of the best stuff. And most of it, you know, pretty good, pretty clean, pretty good stuff. Family oriented, well. All right, so maybe it's not, but it's still, it's just good stuff. Will Ferrell is 57. He makes me laugh. Phoebe Cates, the actress from Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Gremlins 1 and 2. Didn't have enough for the first one. So Phoebe Cates is 61 today. Michael Flatley, Lord of the Dance, is 66. And Ronnie Robbins, the son of the late Marty Robbins, is also a country singer. And Ronnie Robbins is 75 today. Weather update time brought to you by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
Partly cloudy, cooler, and less humid today with just a slight chance of an isolated shower at some point early this afternoon. Our high today, 76. Tonight, clear 48. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 71. On Thursday, sunshine, high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Crank it up. Let's kick it off.
Real country variety.
I love their variety.
98Q Country.
They roll the sidewalks in this town all up after the sun goes down and say nothing good happens here when midnight rolls around. But laying down would be in vain. I can't sleep with you on my brain, and I ain't anywhere close to tired. Your kiss has got me wide. Girl, you got to be right, killing in your Levi's. High on your love has got me buzzing like a street light. It's still early out in Cali, baby. Don't you wanna rally again? Find a row with no name, lay back in the slow lane. Sky's dropping Jupiter around us like some old train. We'll be rolling down the windows. I bet you we'll catch a nice second wind. We don't have to go home. We can leave the night on. We can leave the night on. Turning blue, just kiss the clock to 22. Baby, I know what you're wishing for. I'm wishing for it too. Now all the lights are flashing gold. Nobody cares how fast we go. Our soundtrack's in the stereo. The DJ's on a roll. Girl, you got the heat right, killing in your Levi's. High on your loving's got me buzzing like a street light. It's still early out in Cali, baby. Don't you wanna rally again? Slow lane, sky's dropping Jupiter around us like some old train. We'll be rolling down the windows. I bet you we'll catch a nice second wind. We don't have to go home. We can leave the night on.
Sam Hunt there at 98Q Country. Get out to your Park Falls Country Club. Enjoy a round of golf. That course is in great shape out there. Looking forward to golfing in the four-man with the credit union this weekend. Park Falls Country Club. Get yourself 9 holes out there. You will not regret it. Wonderful shape. Let's talk a little bit about your health. We've got Dr. Ben with us from North Lakes Community Clinic. Dr. Ben, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. How are we doing?
Hey, how can we not be good on a beautiful day like today, huh?
Right.
Oh, beautiful summer day. We love it. We love it. We're out and about. We're moving. We're pulling weeds. We're water skiing. We're whatever. And our bodies might be feeling a little bit. And the back sometimes can provide some problems for us. We're going to talk about that middle of the back today, right?
That's correct. And so your middle back or the thoracic spine is what we're usually evaluating as chiropractors, It kind of consists basically from the base of your neck, you know, the very, you know, or like in between your shoulder blades, all the way down to where your ribs end.
Okay.
And typically, there are 12 bones or vertebrae in that section of our spine, and your 12 ribs on either side of the spine connect in and make a joint there. So, pain right in that area is pretty common, especially with poor posture today and poor breathing habits. People tend to breathe a lot with their upper back and shoulders, and they don't tend to take very good deep belly breaths, like down into their low back and using more of their abdominal muscles to breathe, and that can cause issues in your mid-back.
So it's good to take a moment and maybe have those deep yoga-type breaths, huh, where you're inhaling and exhaling and really, really getting everything involved, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if those joints of your thoracic spine, if they get kind of stuck a little bit, or, you know, they aren't moving very well, then that can cause pain, you know, right in your middle back, tightness, discomfort. People can have radiating or referred pain down their arms, which, you know, can be kind of a scary thing, or it can refer through, you know, deep into the chest, make, you know, kind of sometimes mimic symptoms of a heart attack, or, you know, something more. You know, they may think, oh, my heart, you know, my heart hurts. Well, and it ends up being not heart related, ends up being a rib issue or a middle back issue.
Right.
And we're able to help them out with that. But you mentioned golf. And so that's, there's a lot of rotation or twisting involved in that sport.
Yes.
And if your middle back is not moving well, or whether you have pain in there or not, you may not be able to get full rotation and have full mobility to execute your golf swing because things aren't moving well in your thoracic spine, and that's where a lot of your trunk rotation, or, you know, rotation of your abdomen or your middle body comes into play.
Okay. So what I'm hearing is go see Dr. Ben, and he'll take 3 to 4 strokes off your game. Is that what I'm hearing, Dr. Ben?
Well, if that's what's limiting your swing, I'm definitely not a technician as far as the golf swing after, but we can certainly put you in a better position to get some more motion into your golf swing.
Yeah, and anybody who hasn't golfed for a while and then you go out and golf, you're generally doing a motion of that quick snapping, twisting motion that you really don't replicate anywhere else in your life usually, right?
Right, and unless some people are really, you know, really like to experiment, generally you're doing it all one-sided. You're not switching from a left-handed swing to a right-handed swing. So,
right.
You know, you go from not swinging much at all through the winter, probably.
Yeah.
You know, unless you're real dedicated and go down to the golf simulator at the lanes. But,
yeah. Well, that
then go from not doing that to doing it a bunch and doing it just twisting one way. That, you know, that can cause some injuries.
Yeah.
Or stir things up a little bit.
Although, I mean, the lower part of the back, you know, generally you reach over, touch your toes. You know, you can feel when you got discomfort there, you feel like you're stretching out. But, boy, that middle upper part of the back, I mean, if you got some pain radiating there, that can be really, really difficult for a person because it's not really an area where you can, like, stretch it, really, because it's just right there in the middle, right?
Yeah, it's definitely a more challenging place to stretch or mobilize. Generally, foam rollers are rolling out on a foam log is a beneficial way to loosen that area up. You know, there's different yoga poses that do hit it. A lot of times we end up showing patients how to get into a rotational position and then use that proper deep belly breathing, and then you're able to get a stretch, and then instead of, you know, maybe me or somebody, you know, else, or even you rolling out on the foam roller and pushing into your spine to try to get it to loosen up, you are able to stretch it out and then gently put pressure from the inside of your body out. And that's another way we can mobilize the thoracic spine or the middle back through breath, proper breath work.
Okay. All right. All right. So, I mean, if you're having issues with that, of course, Doctor of Chiropractic is a great place to turn to. And boy, there's been so many advances. I read online a few months ago about the different advances that have come along, and things you just learn, I guess, from years chiropractor and such, to give people relief from that pain of the back. Right, Dr. Ben?
That's correct. And I will say back earlier, when we talk about things that the thoracic spine pain can sometimes mimic, certainly, you know, if we are able to evaluate you and see what's going on, and if it is actually something that's coming from something more dangerous, like an organ or the heart, we are able to then make that proper referral and get you, you know, to emergency medicine or wherever you need to go if we are not the right place for you to go.
Sure.
Could potentially save you an emergency trip, or at least get you there faster than you would have normally went.
Yeah, nothing more paralyzing than an aching sore back, middle of the back. It just anywhere you move, it's not fun. So if you're having issues, or you just want to do some preventative measures too, Dr. Ben, they can reach out to you. North Lakes at 715-762-2950. I'm sure they can probably seek you out on Facebook and on the web too. For more information, right?
That's right.
All right. Dr. Ben, thank you so much. And with that, I'm looking forward to a great golf game with, there were some subtle golf tips in there, so I'm looking forward to Saturday. All right. Thanks.
All right.
Thank you, Dr. Ben. You too, Dr. Ben with North Lakes Community Clinic, joining us. They join us a couple of times a month to talk about your health, and you can reach them at 715-762-2950. We're going to get Matthew Krieger in here from Pioneer Financial Consultants to talk a little bit about your money here in just a moment.
Does a peaceful day on the lake or river sound nice? Now is your chance to make it happen with a 12-foot-5 Tupelo recreational kayak valued at $1,200 to be raffled off Thursday, July 25th at 7 p.m. at the Lanes. Need not be present to win. Only 200 tickets available for $15 each. You can purchase your ticket now at the Park Falls Chamber or the Lanes in Park Falls.
Welcome to Staples, young man.
Tomorrow's my big day.
Big day?
First grade.
Aw. Well, you know, Staples has crayons, markers, glue.
I need a laptop.
Oh, yeah, sure. With Staples Hot Deals, you can save up to $300 on select PCs for school.
Wait. The finances are mom's department.
Right.
I'm looking for performance, like a Core i7 processor.
Boy, first grade has really changed.
Tell me about it.
Save big on tech for school with super low Staples Hot Deals. Right now, get up to $300 off select PCs at Staples. Ends 8/24.
Ugh. Kitchen ants? Runaway roaches? A spider? A spider? A spider! Relax. Just use Zevo. Zevo bug sprays use essential oils to eliminate those pests and up to 20 household insects. Plus, Zevo is safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Just spritz the bugs and wipe them away. Zevo. People friendly, bug deadly.
All right, we're taking care of all kinds of problems this morning. We had Dr. Ben in here. We're helping you with your back. We're helping you with your golf game, and now we're going to reach in your wallet. Well, not going to reach into your wallet, but we're going to help you with your money. We got Matthew Krieger. Careful. Matthew Krieger from Pioneer Financial Consultants. Matt, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about you, Joel?
Hey, we're doing fantastic. Beautiful. Beautiful day, beautiful week here in the Northwoods.
It is. Absolutely. And all this talk about golf makes me wish I could sneak around a nine holes in later today.
Yeah, it's time to do it. You bet. All right. So what do we have to talk about with people's money today, Matt?
Yeah. So today, Joel, what I wanted to talk about was something that's been in the news off and on for probably a couple of years now. And, you know, basically about those, you know, Venmo transactions and people saying that's going to, you know, be reported to the IRS. And they've offered a little bit of clarity on that. So that's what I wanted to talk about today.
Okay. All right. And for the some people may not know what Venmo is, so I guess we'll explain that and then dig into what the rules are, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, as I said, it's been talked about a lot, especially on social media. And if you earn money through a payment app or an online marketplace, you may be affected by a tax reporting change enacted by the 2021 American Rescue Plan Act. So what that is, Joel, is if, you know, you sell something online, you know, with an app such as Venmo, that's where you can pay someone online for goods or services. A lot of times people use it for many other reasons, which we'll get into later. But those payments, you know, there was a tax reporting change. Again, like I said, that was enacted by the 2021 American Rescue Plan Act. The law requires third-party settlement organizations to report business transactions totaling over $600 per year by issuing a Form 1099-K to the taxpayer and to the IRS. The big thing to remember there is that it's a business transaction as well, not necessarily personal transactions. But know that the previous reporting threshold was much higher. It was actually $20,000, and you needed at least 200 business transactions. So a lot of times people that, you know, were maybe walking dogs on the side, for example, as a side business, never reached that $20,000 threshold or the 200 transactions. This change was delayed for the 2023 tax year because it could trigger frustrating unintended consequences. According to the Internal Revenue Service, an estimated 44 million taxpayers might have received unexpected 1099-K forms, which includes amounts that may not have been taxable or should not be taxable to them. To provide more lead time, the agency announced plans to drop the threshold from $20,000 to $5,000 in 2024. So again, that instead of that $600 or more being reported, it's going to be $5,000 or more being reported in 2024.
Okay.
And there's not going to be a total number of transactions or a minimum number of transactions that you need to have on a certain app to have it reportable.
Okay.
And this, of course, is all part of a larger phase in of the $600 threshold. So just want to talk about a few more things that may be helpful to know about this far-reaching new rule. First of all, it's not personal. business transactions are payments for goods or services, which do include tips. Money received from the online sale of personal items, which may include old clothing or furniture, which are normally sold at a loss, at least compared to what you paid for it, is not taxable and generally does not need to be reported. However, those in the business of reselling goods for a profit should carefully track the original cost of their purchases. Payment apps are not required to report personal transactions intended as gifts or to split costs. The payer will typically be asked to note non-business transactions. So Joel, with that, an example I like to use is, you know, a lot of times many people use, you know, Venmo or any other app out there, you know, for splitting dinner, possibly. When you go out to dinner with your friends,
sure,
one person pays and they split the bill on Venmo. Those type of things are not intended to be reportable transactions.
Right. Okay. There's a lot, like you said, people use it for that and people use it for business transactions. And I'm sure that I know what people are thinking right now. Well, I'll just put everything as a non-business, but you got to be careful of that because you're leading into some fraudulent areas there. So you have to, there has to be some transparency and responsibility on the Venmo user's part too, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Without a doubt. And that's kind of the next point here is know that it's not a tax change at all. Any taxpayers who sell goods, which could be renting out a vacation home, walking dogs, or performing any other type of freelance work through digital platforms, were really already responsible for self-reporting all income on their tax returns, regardless of the threshold. But now the IRS can cross-reference the information sent by third parties with the reported amounts. So that just goes to exactly what you were saying. There was some, it was already, the rules were already really in place, just that you had to self-report. But now the IRS has the ability to cross-reference. And there's certainly some responsibility that needs to be done there, and making sure that, you know, things are paid correctly, whether it's personal or a business transaction.
Right.
And know that it's not foolproof. This change could still cause confusion and costly mistakes. If a payer, such as a roommate making a shared rent payment, accidentally clicks on the wrong box, the recipient could receive a Form 1099-K in error. A freelancer might receive a Form 1099-K from the payment processor and a Form 1099-MISC from the client for the same transaction. In such cases, the taxpayer may need to contact the issuer, and if a discrepancy is not corrected, the reported amount can be adjusted with a notation on the tax return.
Right.
So using separate accounts for business and personal digital transactions and keeping organized records will certainly help ensure that your tax return is accurate, so you don't overpay or raise red flags with the IRS. No one wants to do that. So, and if you have questions about how the new rules might affect you, don't hesitate to consult a qualified tax professional, as there's certainly anything that's new, there's going to bring some confusion with that. And I would say the important thing is keeping organized records to ensure that your records are accurate.
Yeah, and we're, you know, the old school is the receipts and all that stuff, and now the new school with Venmo and Zelle and stuff is, when you make those transactions on those apps, to use that description line, right, to make sure that you're
absolutely
that, because that's kind of your mental receipt of, oh, that's what that was for. So
yep.
you have to be descriptive in that. So 2 years down the line, when the IRS is asking what that was, you can then refer back to that, right?
Right. Absolutely. Because so many transactions on those type of apps are, like I said, roommates paying for shared rent. That's something that's not necessarily reportable, but we have to check the right box or put the right description in so you can remember that, you know, like you said, 2 years from now.
Yeah, exactly. It's a new world of payment. It's not a cashless society yet, Matt, but it's, you know, Miller Park, we were there last Thursday for the game. It's a cashless place. You know, your everything is through the debit cards and stuff. So that's the way it's leaning. So this is just something people have to kind of prepare for in their personal records and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just probably just a little bit more of a change on how you do record keeping. Like you said, not necessarily no, but very, very much less paper receipts and like you said, those descriptions and everything else on these types of apps and things like that.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, if folks have any questions about that or about any part of their financial, we talked specifically about something here that affects people's lives as far as, day to day and stuff and taxes. But we're talking about anything from investments to an education account. If folks want to sit down face to face across the table from you, Matt, they can do that right here, right?
Yep, absolutely. That's what we're here for. I'm putting that plan together for you, and not only the money side of it, but certainly we also do health insurance as well. As people that want to retire before age 65 or even after, certainly health insurance is always seems to be a big part of that, and putting those things together and putting that plan together for whatever the situation might be.
Yeah, 715-748-3231 locations in Medford, Hawkins, and Phillips, and you're on the web too, right, Matt?
Yep, at www.pioneer-financial.net.
All right, very good. Some good tips, good information today on the changing world of
yes,
the cashless.
Absolutely.
So there's a podcast I listen to, and there's a guy on the podcast who's my age, and he talks about how he's just going crazy that people will, he says, I hand somebody a $5 bill for a tip and they won't take it. He says, what's going on? I can't take cash. And he's like, what do you mean I can't take cash? But it's definitely a transition, especially for the older society, no doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. That have, certainly used cash most, if not all of their life. Absolutely. And
yeah.
No doubt.
All right, Matt. Good to talk to you. Enjoy the beautiful weather. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Awesome. Thank you, Joel.
Thank you, Matt. Matt Krieger, Pioneer Financial Consultants. They join us each Tuesday to talk about various aspects of your money.
Pioneer Financial Consultants is located at 882 East Perkins Street, Medford, Wisconsin, 54451, 625 Ellingson Avenue, Hawkins, Wisconsin, 54530,